Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The devil tried to paint all kind of bleak pictures. So you walk by the Spirit. Walk in the light. As He is in the light. And we have fellowship one with another. God will tell you where the good gold is. God will show you where the bargains are. God will open a door that no man can shut. God will show you where the hid treasure is. I said, God will show you what He's already provided for you. Ephesians 1:3 says, "But He hath blessed us. He hath, past tense, He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place. He has blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Somebody say, I'm already blessed. But I gotta choose some things. Because I'm blessed in a certain realm. In this realm of possibility and probability, you are blessed. God has already provided. But now, determining on how a person looks at that will determine the shape that it takes. And I believe it's based upon a person's faith. Evil, ungodly men looked into that realm, manipulated, their minds manipulated and oppressed and governed by the devil, and they began to concoct things. Evil plans, viruses, plagues, creating wars, killing off people, genocide. You can't be playing no games. This is for keeps.
Amen.
But your weaponry is mighty.
Amen.
Through God. I say your weaponry. God equipped you to pull down His stronghold.
Amen.
To stop His advancement. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the church.
Amen.
But it's time the church chose.
Amen.
Stop choosing death.
Amen.
I said, stop choosing death.
Amen.
Choose life that you and your children may live. James talks about the tongue. He says in verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. A little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body. Remember, Jesus said, it's not what goes in the mouth, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles. By your words, you are justified.
Amen.
By your words, you are condemned. God said, for every idle word, every non-working word, every word that has no value to it, He said, you'll give an account of it.
Amen.
Not just in the day of judgment, but in your life. You will eat your words.
Amen.
You're always talking disease and sickness and defeat. Guess what? It's coming towards you. Where you set your mind and your mouth is coming towards you. Amen. So some of us have to do an about face.
Amen.
Amen. And stop training yourself to speak death. Start speaking life.
Amen.
You will have the fruit of it.
Yes.
The tongue, for the sake of time, let me just say the tongue sets on fire, has the potential to set on fire the course of nature,
yes,
which is set on fire of hell. In other words, your mouth can bring hell into your life. Your mouth can conjure up demonic spirits to impact, amen, and govern and infiltrate your life. Mark 11, 22 to 24, Ephesians 4, 17 to 32, and Isaiah 51, 16. Now I want to do this demonstration because our time is short here. But again, we're dealing with things on the quantum level, not on the natural level, not in the physical realm. That's carnal, that's natural, and that's not where our weaponry is effective. You can argue with a person, you might win the argument. But so what?
Amen. Amen.
It's short-lived, it's temporal, has no real eternal effect. But when you go into the spirit realm and you pray and you cast down that thing, you bind that enemy, you shut off the power source. What Elijah did when he fought, when he came against the prophets of Baal. He went to Zarephath, to Zidon, where Jezebel's father originated. And it was there that the widow woman, he defeated death there, and he defeated famine there. And when he came back, he gathered all the prophets. He shut them down. He unplugged them there at the source. And then when he came, he said, bring them out here. We're going to have a contest. He said, call on your God, and the God that answers by fire, he is God.
Amen.
He had cut them off there, so when they start calling, these were warlocks. These were people that could astral project. These were those that could create stuff.
Amen.
But all of a sudden, nothing was happening. All day long, they were shut off because he had shut them down.
Amen.
He had went into that realm and shut it down.
Amen.
And they couldn't perform. He wound up killing all of them.
Amen. Amen.
You got to go into that quantum realm with your faith and begin to see things that are not as though they were until they are. And the bridge bringing them in is your faith and your mouth full of faith, full of the word of God, speaking life. That's the bridge from here where there's only possibility and probability into here where it says, okay, you will have what you say.
Amen.
Okay, so here's our example here. This is your life. You know, there's three things you can do. You can confess the word of God, or you can confess the word of the devil, or you can say nothing. If you say nothing, then you're like this ice. Ice is frozen, right? It's of a very low frequency. It stops anything. You know, if you freeze something to death, under that ice, it's going to stop.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Like that. It's going to stop. So if there's no confession, you become a victim of your circumstances.
Amen.
Whatever the devil want to do around you, you're just going to be quiet. And, child, I don't want to say nothing. Well, the devil's just going to have a heyday with you.
Amen.
Or you can have a confession that is not of God, that speaks, you know, negatively, fearfully. And guess what? You'll have what you say. Or you can take and speak life, what the word of God says. And you know what? You will have what you say. So we're going to do a little demonstration here because this microwave is your mouth. Now what the microwave has the ability to do is to take this substance, which is on a particular frequency, and change it to another frequency. God spoke into the darkness. He didn't even speak to the darkness. He just said, light be. Light was released, and it became light. Darkness had to flee.
Amen.
He didn't say anything to the darkness. He just said, light be. Sometimes you're too occupied with death. You see what the devil's doing and the virus. Now, I understand it's a real threat. But it shouldn't be occupying all your thoughts. It shouldn't have you a nervous purvis. It shouldn't have you all wound up and tight. You can't hardly eat. Put it in perspective. Because, see, when you talk about the virus, see, this is like the virus or whatever else it is. It's darkness. Now, one of two things. This is life. That's death. Like this, you become a victim of a circumstance or of evil. But now, when you put it in your mouth, amen. When you start talking about certain things, amen. See, you are God's conduit. Amen. You are God's instrument. Amen. He gave you and I dominion in this realm. Yes. Amen. As a matter of fact, God doesn't do anything except he first make it known to his prophets.
Amen. Amen.
Come on. See, you're included in this thing. You have to choose. Every day you have to choose. You might get up not feeling so well. Heart heavy. But all you have to do is choose joy. Lord, I don't feel no joy. They cussed me out yesterday, but today I choose joy. Guess what? The Holy Spirit's going to respond to that. Because you choose joy, after a while, joy is going to come. After a while, that yoke will be destroyed. After a while, darkness will have to flee because you chose. Now, here's what we do. Does somebody open your mouth?
Amen.
That's a big mouth. Does somebody open your big mouth? You can put in life, or you can put in death. Now, I'm doing this for the sake of time and just for demonstration, but James said it this way. Can a fountain bring forth both bitter water and sweet? Uh-uh. But so many, listen to me, this is why there's been defeat.
Amen.
So
amen.
Many mix it up.
Amen. Amen.
One day, God loves me, and you're talking all, you know, yeah, the Lord, and then the next day, man, I can't stand this. I don't know what I'm going to do now. You mixed it up.
Amen, amen.
And okay, now your negativity is canceling out.
Amen.
Your confession. Amen. You can't put but one in there at a time, but I'm putting them both in there. When you put life or death in your mouth, because you've been given dominion in the earth, your words take it to another frequency. Amen. James said it this way. The tongue will set on fire the course of nature, which if you don't watch it, is set on fire by hell. In other words, you can bring hell into your life. Hello, somebody. I'm talking about saved folk. You know somebody that's always going through? Check out what they're talking about all the time. Check out what they're saying all the time. Check out what they're saying behind closed doors all the time. Check out what they're saying about themselves. Check out what they think about. Check out what they feel. Hell.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.